intuitive spiritualist Tori C with HMI Radio featuring my new segment called Let's Talk. Now, I know you guys are probably wondering what happened to all the guests that she had on or a co-host or, you know, what's going on with that. After I gave, you know, HMI some long thought and its direction, it for me, it became a little tiring to try to configure someone else's schedule around HMI's schedule. And sometimes people, they have good intentions, but they don't show like they intend to. And that's okay. I'm not looking to fault find. Everything happens for divine reason. And that I have to always allow myself to be open to. I'm just one that likes to take the path of least resistance. So I figure it'd be a lot better if, you know, those that want to come on and share their thought, I am open to. However, I am not going to push and shove to try to configure a schedule that's conducive to the both of us. That can be a little bit stressful at times. So, like I said, everything happens for divine reasons. So here I am. Also, for the past 2 months, I've been dealing with some equipment issues. I finally got some updated equipment, and I feel like, you know, right now I'm in a good place. Everything seems to be in a good place. So, you know, being more consistent with the show would not be of any question at this point. It will continue. So have no doubts that HMI and its direction, we're here to stay. We're here to stay. However, I wanted to take some time and share a little bit about me with the audience. This is in hopes to establish a more interactive show. Here on Let's Talk, it's basically a hangout where we all come together and share any and everything that's on our mind. I wanted to share a little bit about myself with the audience and, you know, in hopes of opening up, making the show a little bit more comfortable for those that want to come through and just talk and just talk. First, let me start the show off by giving you a tad bit about my history and my younger years, what it was like for me growing up. Growing up, I was always the optimistic slash philosophical one, and I remember having a family member that I can recall that would ask me all the time, why do you have to be so philosophical about everything? Little did I know at the time that it was normal to keep issues active and going on rather than finding a solution and balance to a problem. For years, I was seen as the outcast, the heathen that studied herbal remedies and didn't follow the written theology about God and life. At the age of 14, I used to follow my great-grandmother to church every chance I got. It served as a refuge to come from some of the confines that my household was reflecting at that time. But then I was met with discouragement because I was going to a church that my immediate family disapproved of. So my life became a little challenging at that point, I must say. After, like, my great-grandmother fell ill, I had many runs up and down the road of life trying to escape an emotionally and sometimes physically abusive household. I later stayed on my quest to find who I was. And little did I know I would be led right back to me that I started out with. That inspiring, philosophical, emotional, clairvoyant, and optimistic one That's who I am. I did all the running up and down the roads of life just to come back to that person. And I think I came back with a little bit more of a grounded perspective than where I started out. That doesn't mean that I didn't have or don't have my dark moments. That just means I had plenty of dark moments that kept me close to being a light thinker, even in my darkest thoughts. So I have to thank the universe for keeping me close to myself and not being divided by the many challenges that I met. And I'm only going to mention some of the things that transpired in my household as a child because it's not my intended focus to focus on the so-called negative aspects of some of the transitions that I've gone through. I'm giving you my background in order to help some of you understand my history in order to bring you to the now with me. Since the holidays has passed, I thought it would be appropriate to touch bases on a subject that everyone can relate to, which is family. You know, as we move forward in our progress to evolve, it seems that the real show and prove is when we encounter our family during gatherings. Although it can be hard at times to stay centered, and sometimes walking away for an undisclosed point of time may be the best option. It is always best to remember you and to surround yourself with energy that help or will help you grow. And excuse me, I don't mean to sound like I'm rushing through right now. By all means, I want to take my time with this. But it's important for us to really remember ourselves when we're out and about in the world. And once again, especially as I stated before, around family, because sometimes family like to hold you in a light that is not conducive to where you are now. Sometimes they have a tendency to adapt and respond to you based on what they feel or who they felt you were in the past. And not necessarily you may have been the wrong one back then. There could be something about you that reflects inside of them something that they desire or something they wish to understand within themselves. So it's very important that you definitely center yourself around energy that will help you evolve. And sometimes walking away from family can be the most challenging, but the most rewarding. Of course, you go through emotions of feeling angry, let down, disgust. That's natural, that's normal. What is important is that you find a way to work through those emotions. So when you do interact or encounter your family or someone that may reflect the attitude like someone in your family, it's not so much of a bother anymore to you because you can understand it from a deeper level. So it's important to work to release the judgment of others and to forgive yourself. I mean, because like I said before, truthfully, the divine is in every moment. And once we close ourselves off from that understanding and from that insight, it's easy for us to get caught up in the dysfunction of the moment. Also, what I'm learning is that people will test your willpower to be strong within you. because they ignore exercising their power of will within that moment. And excuse me, you may have heard some sneezing in the background. That's, you know, my partner as she prepares for her radio show tonight. But anyway, like I was saying, sometimes people will test your willpower because they lack the power of will within that moment. It is important for them to be seen, to be right, and to be heard, then to harness balance within that moment or to show it outwardly. So one point, Ayanla, if you're familiar with her, and if you're not, you can actually type her in, Google her, and she will come up. One point that she made today that I found very helpful is that when a person is acting out, you know, for adults, that's crying. You know, for an infant, when something is hurting them, they have no hang-ups about crying and letting it out. As adults, we come to this brick wall within ourselves, basically, when it comes to expressing how we feel. So rather than using words, we use action. So when a person is acting out in a way where their behaviors are not helpful in the moment or seemingly helpful in the moment, it's their way of crying. It's their way of stating that I'm in pain. And I totally enjoyed that point of view from Ayanla today. So if she happens to hear this show, I will say thank you. Thank you for that enlightenment. The great thing about expression is that within expression is the opportunity to show reflection and correction. And what that means is that when a person expresses themselves in a way that seems to be negative for the moment, they are opening up themselves in a way where the universe will send them situations that may reflect parts of themselves that stand to be healed and or corrected. So that's what I mean when I say inexpression is reflection and correction. There's a great opportunity to do so. It's the presence of the divine showing us an aspect about ourselves that we wish to nurture and love back into balance. I find myself spending a lot of time talking to the betterment in others and within myself, so that when we do engage and interact in each other's presence, we spiritually have already agreed to be fully present in love, in respect, and in honor. So, you know, if you have or come across a family member that seemingly has it out for you in a sense, take your time, take a step back. You know, if it entices some sort of anger inside of you or some confusion, take your time to sort through it. And that allows them their time to sort through it. Whether they get through it at the same time you do, you can't hold that against them. Everybody grows at different rates. But as long as you're sorting through your emotions and finding ways to heal your emotion, then each time that you may encounter them, the healing grows more and more because you have a deeper understanding of not only your emotion, but what's hurting them. and what they're really trying to express and really trying to say underneath a whole bunch of actions that seem like it's meaningless. So I want to say in conclusion, I will leave you with this. For right now, and if you can find your darkest thoughts about yourself or another, define what you truly want from yourself while holding that thought active. What is it that you really want to express after you sort through all the emotions that kind of dwell? Let me rephrase that. After you sort through the thought that you hold active about yourself or someone, after you sort through that negative covering, underneath there's a positive emotion that's just waiting to get out, waiting to be expressed. What is that? What is that emotion? Are you looking for peace? Are you looking for love? Or are you looking just to be heard? See yourself engaging if your thought is active about someone else and what they have done to you and how they are and how they make you feel. See yourself engaging with the other person that you hold active in your thoughts and speak your mind to them. Say how you really feel. Say all that you wish to say. After you have spoken, allow time. Allow yourself some time. And in your mind's eye, allow them to respond. Now, when I say allow them to respond, try not to think for them by allowing enough silence to hear what you think they're going to say. But allow the silence to guide you to hear their heart. And that may take some time. If you don't hear their response, their true heart right away, don't force it. It may take some time for you to come back to this ritual to do over and over again until you're ready to hear their true heart. If at this time tears begin to fall, allow them. Don't back hold back how you feel. Once your emotions are rid of the active vibration of hurt, pain, sorrow, etc., forgive yourself. It's okay. And forgive the other person that once occupied your energy. If you have negative beliefs about yourself, say these words: I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Those are the most three powerful phrases that you can say to yourself. And as I stated before, you may have to go through this ritual on several different occasions at several different times in order to feel the love that you have buried underneath all that you consider negative. Whenever you're ready, you can come back to the present and live in accordance with your authentic self. I'm intuitive spiritualist Tori C, and I do want to thank you for allowing me to guide you through my life song in this segment of Let's Talk with HMI Radio. In addition, check out my previous on-demand episodes, as well as the hip-hop neo-soul mix that aired earlier tonight. I will be back on January 31st. The times will be different. It would be at 6:30. I'll be on from 6:30 to 7:30, I believe. And I will be airing once again, Let's Talk. But this time, I hope you guys call in and let's just talk about what's on your mind. Whether it's past holiday issues, family issues, or just general things that you want to get off your mind. We're here to evolve together. So I do look forward to talking to you on January 31st at 6:30 p.m. As I close out this Blog Talk broadcast, I want to leave you with one of my favorite YouTube spiritual catalysts, as she called herself, Teal Swan. She talks about connecting with and healing your heart. So stay tuned.
Bodies are more like ecosystems than they are like organisms. There are a great many beings which call your body home, such as microorganisms and bacteria. You are indivisible from them because they cannot exist without you and you cannot exist without them. But what most people don't know is that your cells and organs of your body are no different. They're endowed with their own consciousness, their own personalities even. The you that you call by your name is really the collection of all of these things. You are, in essence, a small-scale collective consciousness. Understanding your body in this way is really important to vitality, to health, to life itself. It's really important that you connect with the separate parts of the ecosystem that is your body. And one of the parts of this ecosystem of your body that's the most important to connect with is your heart. The heart is the first organ to form when the body is developing in utero. When an embryo is made up of only a very few cells, each cell can get the nutrients it needs directly from its surroundings. But as the cells divide and multiply to form a growing body, it soon becomes impossible for nutrients to reach all the cells efficiently without help. The cells also produce waste that they need to get rid of. So the heart and the blood and the circulatory system that branch off from the heart form the first organ system to develop. They're essential to carry nutrients and waste around the embryo to keep its cells alive. The heart is the connection between all future systems that are to form in the body. This is why it is so often seen as the center of your being. You can use the heart as a doorway between physical and non-physical reality. In other words, it is the doorway between your soul and your physical body. You can also use the heart to send energy to all parts of your body, much like it sends blood to all parts of your body. I want to introduce you to an exercise that you can use on any part of your body, but today we're going to use it on the heart. So to begin with, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to place your hands one on top of the other, straight over your heart. Your heart is located right under your sternum in the center of your chest. And for a minute, I want you to just feel on an emotional level, on a sensation level, what your heart feels like. If I was to mention one of your friends, the names of them, you would instantly associate a sensation with that friend, your idea of that friend. That sensation is what we call an energetic signature. Your heart, and every organ in your body really, also has a signature. It's how you identify that person as different from everyone else you know, or that organ as different from every other organ. Close your eyes and imagine your heart as a separate being that lives inside you. What does your heart feel like? If your heart were a living being, what personality would this being have? Feel free to visualize your heart as an actual mini-being, or even as a mini-person if you wish. What would this being want? What would this being dislike? Does this being feel appreciated and loved? Or does it feel ignored and undervalued? Just take some time to be with your heart exactly as it is right here and now and exactly as it feels without needing it to be different. There's no right or wrong way to have a conversation with your heart. Intuitively, you know exactly how to do that. But I am going to set forth an example of how you might have a conversation with your heart. Begin by asking your heart directly, what makes you unhappy? What do you need me to do differently? If you could have one wish, what would it be? And what do you have to tell me? You will receive the answers on an intuitive level. Either you will hear the answers, or you will see them in your mind's eye, or you will just know the answers because they will pop up in your consciousness. Next, it is your turn to address your heart. Acknowledge the concerns which your heart expressed to you. Explain to your heart that you value its perspective and its needs and its wants. After all, your heart represents the perspective of your true self. What do you think your heart needs to hear? Tell that to your heart. You can speak to your heart inside your mind's eye if you don't wish to speak out loud. Next, take steps to fulfill the wish that your heart expressed. Keep in mind this might not be something that can be accomplished in one sitting. It might, for example, be a lifestyle change that your heart wants you to make. Once you feel as if you have reached a place of understanding with your heart, take some time to express gratitude for your heart and for its very special purpose, keeping you full of life, keeping you vital. And then I want you to visualize either gratitude or love flowing into your heart. Imagine that energy being soaked up by the heart and then pumped through the rest of the body. Imagine that love being diffused through all of the capillaries, the blood vessels, the arteries and veins, into every other organ in your body, because the heart is the one that is carrying the love there throughout the totality of your being. Imagine that love soaking into every other organ and every other tiny little cell. Just before you are ready to come back into the room, make a promise to your heart, if you feel ready, that you'll always be available to talk to. A promise that you will fulfill its wishes, that you agree with its perspective because you acknowledge the fact that it represents the truth of your being. When you're ready to complete the exercise, I want you to take 4 deep breaths, inhaling the oxygen completely into your lungs and allowing the oxygen to completely exit your lungs. After you've done this 4 times, you can wiggle your toes and your fingers and come back into the room by opening your eyes. The more connected you are with your heart, the more connected you are with your personal truth, and the more connected you are with your soul. Connecting with your heart is an essential part of your spiritual progression, because the heart bears the burden of all the trauma on an emotional level that you have experienced throughout your life. Relieving that trauma is the byproduct of reconnecting with your heart and taking care of its needs and wants and listening to it. Whether we like it or not, we are in a relationship with our heart. Our heart is our best friend. More than that, it is our life partner. It is essential that we treat the relationship with our heart like we would treat a relationship with a significant other. We need to nurture the relationship and strengthen the connection. Have a good week.